Hey guys, it's your girl Food for Thought, and I want to talk about colorism real quick. So I did watch a video on social media with this little girl. She was getting bullied for her skin tone and for how, you know, dark she was. And she said, like, when she was in the first grade, her teacher said to have all the students draw themselves, and she passed out crayons, and she gave the little girl a black crayon instead of a brown one. And I think that's just really messed up, because I can relate to that kind of stuff, because one day, when I was in the sixth grade, I remember being bullied for my skin tone probably throughout all of middle school. Because you know how when it's winter, spring, and summer, you have a different skin tone, right? In the winter time, you're lighter. In the spring and summer, you get a little bit tan. And that's just with every race or majority of the races. So in honor of Black History Month, I'm just going to kick it off and talk about colorism real quick. And in the sixth grade, I just remember people saying that I was too dark, or I'm a burnt cookie. And I would just go home and think about what the kids said, and I would get the scrubber and scrub my body until I was lighter, or, you know, hoped that I was lighter. And then I remember after scrubbing my body, I would scratch myself, and, you know, to see if, like, my skin would get lighter. And it was just crazy, like, how people put that mindset in you due to your skin tone. Like, you're melanated and you're beautiful. Like, we're trying to embrace Black History Month, and people are just, you know, doing that kind of stuff and being bullies. And kids are just so cruel these days, and they don't know, you know, anything, or they learn it from other people, like their parents or society, or, you know, outside of their parents. And it's really sad. Like, I was on my social media, and, you know, this kid got called N-word, and it was the first day of Black History Month. It's like, it's a month of Black culture. You learn about, you know, Black culture, you know, slavery and stuff like that, the past slavery. And I just feel like when it comes to skin tone, people don't, like, want to stick up for us, but then sometimes they do. But then again, people would rather, you know, embrace our culture instead of our skin tone. I don't know if you guys understand, you know, what I mean, but I feel like being melanated is a good thing, and I feel like you should embrace your beauty inside and out. I did a segment like this before regarding to skin tone, but this is about colorism, and I just, you know, wanted to talk about it because it affects children, it affects anybody who is African American and they're struggling with their skin tone. It just is, it's bad that people divide skin tones and they're just so colorblind, and it's just, like, really messed up, because we're supposed to be, you know, embracing our color, and some people just don't know how to embrace it. But I do feel like society is somewhat getting better regarding to skin tone. Like, they appreciate darker women more, and they like, you know, how melanated we are. And that's something that I would like to see more often, instead of, you know, kids getting bullied for their skin tone. But it actually worked out in the long run for her, because she got, like, a lot of positive feedback on her pictures, and her sister posted it, and she was, like, you know, amazed on how many comments about her being so pretty. And I feel like all kids and everybody in general who is melanated should feel that way. They should always feel beautiful, no matter what skin tone you are. Like, wear whatever color you want. Who gives a damn what people think? If you like it, wear it, because melanated means you look good in everything. Wear any kind of hair color that you want. Just do what you want. Wear any kind of lipstick, makeup, whatever you want. Be free. Like, that's not fair that other races could do that, but then melanated women get bashed for it or bullied. So yeah, let me know what you guys think of this topic. I would like to hear you guys' intake, so you could call in and I could put it in my episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I apologize for being MIA, but I am back. So follow me on Instagram, which will be SHARDEY17. You guys have a nice day, a nice evening, and a nice morning due to different time zones. Have a nice evening, guys. Bye.
Yes, this is for the lady that introduced, but don't know your name. This is the teddy bear here. I think colorism is a good thing. The skin body tones have no value. And what else is there that doesn't even burn a glitch of all things matterism? Holism is no big exception. And I don't see it horrifying what it would be that when they start slapping kids around in a bad place. So, yeah, give me a call back and maybe I will know who you are and I'm going to tell you who I am. Like I said, this is a teddy bear here. Okay, bye-bye.